This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. People turned out to show their support at the Vero Beach Airport last evening as Vice President Mike Pence came for a quick stop to raise funds for Governor Rick Scott's Senate campaign. His motorcade consisted of two limousines, escorted by a host of law enforcement vehicles ranging from motorcycles to pickup trucks, all with lights flashing. Among those gathered to greet Pence and shake his hand was Bud Suverkroop, a former neighbor and golf partner of the Veep. He says he very much approves of the job being done by the current administration, and he had a personal message he wanted to pass on to Pence.
I'm 90 years old. I'm going to try to live another 6 years so when he's running for president, I can vote for him.
Ned Costello hadn't met Pence previously, but has been a longtime supporter. Sebastian residents may recognize him as the person who waved signs in support of the administration. He says he thought it was important to come to this event.
We're just having a good time and making him feel welcome.
And if you got a chance to talk to him, what would you say?
I would say that you're doing a really great job and just keep it up and don't let anybody talk you out of anything.
About 100 residents and law enforcement officials were given access to the tarmac to greet the vice president and his wife and take selfies. About 50 others who didn't have access weren't deterred. They lined the fence by the parking lot to watch Air Force Two land, then they moved to the roped-off area to wave at the departing motorcade. They did not so much want to see Pence as they wanted Pence to see them, so he would know supporters had turned out. People like Bill Sabara.
Because since Vice President Pence and President Trump have taken over this country is amazing. They pledged in the beginning to make it a great America again. Well, they're on their way. And we're here to pray for Vice President Pence, as we do every day for him and Donald Trump. They're doing a phenomenal job. And for anybody to not understand that this country is doing better now than it ever has in the history of this country under any president and vice president, they have to have their head examined.
Some of those gathered weren't old enough to vote, like Hunter Pankowitz, who came from Fellsmere and dragged his brother along with him.
Well, I wanted to be here to see Vice President Pence, but unfortunately I didn't get to see him.
But you came anyway.
Yeah, I came anyway to see Air Force Two.
Hunter's dad, Ted Pankowitz, brought his sons to the event. He thinks it's something they'll always remember.
Just being part of seeing, how our government works and everything like that. I was telling them, it doesn't matter who's in the office. It's neat to see something like this. I do support, Trump and Pence, but, even if it was somebody who I didn't agree with, they would still be here because I think it's something neat for them to see.
Not everyone came in support. Two people carried signs protesting American involvement in the Middle East, and while we were speaking with them, they were asked to leave.
We're not renting a car.
No, we're not renting a car.
Yourself or my property.
Excuse me?
You're the owner of this property.
Outside of that incident, it was an upbeat event with an undercurrent of excitement among adults and children in attendance as well. Heather Berwick, sister of State Representative Aaron Grawl, brought her 2-year-old daughter.
So we just know that it's important to be involved and to be engaged in our community, and that's what we tell them. That's why we're here.
Air Force Two landed in Vero Beach about 6:30, and Pence was back in the air about 2 hours later. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.